This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
David Aldous on Worship Radio. David's Daily Devotional.
We come today to part 30 of our current series. We're looking at resolving conflict. And today we're at Luke's Gospel. I do apologize. We're at Luke's Gospel and we're going to start from chapter 6 and verse 27. And this is what God's Word says. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who hurt you. Then Jesus goes on and says this, if someone slaps you on the cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks. And when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. Oh, beloved, so powerful. If we highlight verse 29 and it says, if someone slaps you on the cheek, offer the other cheek as well. If someone demands your coat, offer that also. Give to anyone who asks, and when things are taken away from you, don't try and get them back. Oh boy, when someone slaps you on your face, no, you can't hit them back. That is not what Jesus would have you do. You are to offer your other cheek. And say you can do it again if you wish. If someone demands your coat, give them your shirt as well. In other words, someone is demanding something of you, give them more than they're demanding. That's so difficult. That is so difficult to take in. But that's what we have to do. We have no choice. We have no choice in this, beloved, if we are to embark on this road where we are to love those who persecute us, those who don't like us, those who hate us. We are to love them. We are to continue to love them. When someone is asking you for something, would you just say no, outright? I know what you're going to say to me. You're going to say, it depends what they're asking for. If they're asking for my car, then I'm going to say no. But that is what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about these things being mere possessions. Someone asks for your coat, give him your shirt as well. They are just merely possessions. What is Jesus saying in this? I believe this. What Jesus is saying all the way through this is that you need to learn to love the way that I love. You need to continue on that pathway. To love the way that I love, because love is so important. It is so needy at this time. We are at the end times, beloved. We're coming to the end. This world is going to end very, very soon. I feel it, I sense it, and I'm not the only one who feels this. and because we're in the end times, because we're coming to the end of this age, a new age will begin. A new age where we are with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are in that new age, I have to be careful how I say this. I don't mean new age as a religion. I mean the new millennium, the new period when Jesus comes back. When we are in this new arena, this new period, we won't need to worry about possessions. We won't need to worry about anything. Why? Because we are with the Lord. Give to anyone who asks, and when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. What is Jesus saying? What is he saying? Is he saying that we are to just lie down and be trodden on? Beloved, that is exactly what he's saying. I quote this often because it's so important to me. In the 1960s, when David Wilkerson went to bring the word of God to the gangs of New York, he came across Nicky Cruz, who was the president of the Mau Maus. And Nicky said to him, with a knife in his hand, "Come anywhere near me, preacher, and I'll cut you into 1,000 pieces. And David returned by saying, "And every single one of those pieces would declare, I love you." Every one of those 1,000 pieces that you cut me into would declare in a loud voice, "I love you." And I believe this. I believe Nicky Cruz's life and many of his cohorts, their lives were changed because of God's love. Because God showed them that he loved them unconditionally. And David Wilkerson displayed that love for all to see. Beloved, it's a lesson for us. That is what we have to do. There is this movement from Denmark now, Reformation, the Reformation Church. They are going on the streets of New York. They're going on the streets of London, on the streets of Leicester. And they are taking the word of God and they are doing what happened in the Acts of the Apostles. They are praying for people. They are seeing mighty healings happening. These things are happening today, beloved, because time is running out. Time is so short. And these guys are taking God's love onto the streets for all to see and for all to witness. Our time is so, so short. And because of this, we need to make a decision that we are going to go on this road. That we are going to learn how to love the way God wants us to love, the way he has loved us. And how can we do that? Already, we can think in our mind's eye of those people that we know in our lives that don't like us very much, that perhaps even hate us, that are persecuting us in whatever way they are persecuting us. And we need to put that person or those people well and truly in our minds. And we need to say, can I love this person the way God is asking me to love? You know, when you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus and you said you wanted to be a follower of the Lord Jesus, you wanted to be a disciple of our Lord. If someone said to you it's an easy life, they lied to you. Because it's not. It's incredibly difficult. But it's so difficult because we have to make decisions. We have to decide that we are going to love the way Jesus wanted us to love. We have to make that declaration. We have to make that decision in our life. Are we going to do that? Are we going to turn the other cheek when we are slapped on one cheek? Are we going to give our coat? And as we give our coat, give our shirt as well. And if someone asks us for something, are we going to say yes and just give it? Is that what we're going to do? We need to make that decision. We need to make that decision and make that declaration before Almighty God, because I believe it will change our lives. I sit and watch Facebook sometimes, and I see these posts that are coming up, and I see these videos that are posted, and I see these testimonies, and it is so wonderful to see. It is so glorious to see God at work the way He is. Many people will say to you, the church is declining. The people going to church is declining. The number of Christians are declining. I beg to differ. I beg to differ. I believe it's completely the opposite. With what is happening in today's world, because of these ministers around the world that are developing new disciples, because they are taking the Word of God onto the streets. They're not taking the undiluted Word of God. They are taking that which they need to take. I don't mean undiluted, I mean the diluted Word of God. They are taking the actual Word of God, what God is saying today, and what He is saying right now through His Word to you today, right at this moment, is this. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks, and when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. You see, beloved, all of those words add up to one thing: a cessation of conflict. An end to conflict. If someone asks for something from you, how can you be in conflict with them if you just acquiesce to what they ask for? If someone slaps you on the face and you offer the other side, how can you be in conflict? You're ending that conflict because you are loving them. If someone demands something from you and they say, I want that, and you give it to them, how can there be conflict? This, beloved, is resolving conflict at its nth degree. This is stopping the conflict before it even gets started, because you have made that decision that you want to love God and you want to love humankind the way that God wants you to love humankind. And I want us, as a church, as an ecclesia, as a group of people brought together as we worship God, I want us to make that declaration. I want us to decide that that is what we will do. If you want to make that declaration now, just say the word yes loudly. Verse 32 goes on to say, if you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you only do good to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. If you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return. And what the Bible doesn't say, plus interest. Beloved, are you ready to make this declaration? Are you ready to make this decision in your life right now? And I believe if you make this decision, if you make this declaration, there will be an end, a cessation of conflict in your life. Let's do this together. Are you ready? Oh, Lord God Almighty, thank you for bringing us to this point, Lord. And I give you the glory and the honor and the praise that is due your name. Say these words after me. I declare, in the name of Jesus, that I will make a decision now to love those who persecute me, to love those who hate me, to turn the other cheek, to offer my coat and my shirt, to give to those who are in need. I do this willingly, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Heavenly Father, I magnify your name. And I say thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing this word today. I pray in Jesus' name that this word penetrates the hearts and the minds and the bodies and the spirits of all who listen to this message. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.